Hello, my name is Norman Jackson. I'm the Director of Surrey Centre for Excellence in Professional Training and Education at the University of Surrey. I'm talking to Professor John Cowan about some of his experiences in engaging students in learning, something that John has been passionate about for over 40 years. John is well known in UK higher education as an expert teacher who has thought deeply about his practice. He is, if he doesn't mind me saying, a wise old owl. He's also an expert storyteller, and he's kindly agreed to let us record some of his stories so that other higher education teachers might benefit from his experiences and insights.
I was observing a lecturer who was doing a postgraduate certificate in higher education, and I went and met him and talked to him before the class arrived, and I said, I'll just sit at the back of the room and I want you to behave as you would behave if I wasn't here. And he said, well, I would be here before the students arrived. And he stood at the door, and when the students came in, he talked to almost everyone who came in until a rush of students at the end. And it was a meaningful conversation. It wasn't, how are you, it's a nice day, or what have you. It was a conversation in which, for instance, he said, did you manage to get that problem solved that we were wrestling with last week, or what did you do about such and such a thing? It was a quick exchange with the students as they came in through the door. And then he went to start his lecture. And I thought, you know, that's really something which is quite important to me. If I'm running a staff development activity, I make sure that I've been in and am in the room before the participants arrive, and that I can welcome them as they arrive. I don't get them, if I don't know them, I don't get them to introduce themselves if they're sitting around a circle and say, tell me who you are and what you teach and all the rest of it. As they come in, I say, hello, what's your name and what is it you teach? And so I meet them as they come, which is ahead of time for what they would expect. Now, I would transfer the same thing into working in the virtual learning environment, and that's one where I think it's probably had most tangible results for me, or at least I've had most feedback on it. If I'm teaching in the virtual learning environment and if there's a discussion board, I make sure that I've been in the discussion board before any of the students get there. A little bit like going into a room where the students are meeting live to have a discussion. And I come in first, and I just leave a note on the board or on the overhead projector or on a flip chart screen to indicate that I've been in, there was nobody here yet. Of course, I was ahead of time. I'll be back to see how you're getting on and all the rest of it. I leave a note to say that I've been in that physical space. And similarly, in the virtual learning environment, I leave a note to say that I've been in the physical space and I'm looking forward to working with them there. And I do that even if we've already had contact in terms of them using my podcasts or whatever it is as part of the course materials. Now, I did this especially in the current year with students in Taiwan and me in Scotland. And the feedback that I get from the students was what an impact it made that their tutor had taken the trouble to be in the discussion board before any of them posted anything. And so I would certainly go on doing that in the real life environment and in the virtual environment to get there before the students and indicate that I am interested, I've been around and I'll be back.
John entered academia after a successful career as a structural engineering designer. He developed pioneering academic programmes at Heriot Watt University, Edinburgh, where he was the first professor of engineering education in the UK. His research focused on student learning and the student's learning experience. His passion and interest in student-centred learning now spans over 40 years. During that time, he's placed an ever-increasing emphasis on preparing students to exercise stewardship over their life-wide development while at university and in lifelong learning thereafter. In retirement, he remains an active teacher at Edinburgh Napier University in undergraduate and postgraduate studies. In reviewing John's book on becoming an innovative teacher, Professor John Biggs wrote, "A delightful and unusual reflective journey. The whole book is driven by a cycle of questions, examples, strategies, and generalizations from the examples. In all, it's the clearest example of practice what you preach that I have seen. Sceptre is fortunate indeed that John has offered to share his experience and wisdom with us through this series of podcasts, which reveal why he believes and does the things he does.